This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're already here.
Let them flap.
It's so exciting.
Yes, I am very excited because
I am. You can tell from the emphasis in my voice.
You sound excited.
I am looking at.
I'm more mad because Wide Orbit won't come up.
I am looking at Detroit San Francisco on the TV right now, and it is getting me excited for Labor Day weekend because I should be in that very stadium watching the San Francisco Giants take on my Baltimore Orioles. So,
are they in San Francisco or are they still in Zona?
They're in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, because they were playing last night, I believe, in San Francisco as well.
Okay. Yeah,
saw a clip of their game out there. Great looking sunset. Not a bad spot in that stadium, as far as I'm told. And I am very much looking forward to being out there.
Don't the Giants always do a couple of spring training games back at their stadium?
Well, as they should.
The regular season.
It looks gorgeous there.
I bought like $7 tickets one year and did that, and then just moved around, like sat on the first baseline. It was fun.
I once sat out for an inning on the four or five rows right there before the splash zone.
Oh, yes.
And I sat under the glove in, what is that, left center?
Yeah.
And I got some sushi and an Anchor steam beer. It was pretty great.
They have sushi at the ballpark?
Yeah.
Wow. San Francisco, baby.
How about that? Well, I mean, sushi is not a traditional baseball park meal.
Well,
I mean,
if you're in Seattle and San Francisco, it is.
So two baseball parks out of the 30.
I'm going to Google this. I
Joe,
bet you.
I need you to get involved in baseball, okay?
It's a I just world said sport I'm excited.
Now, Joe.
I just said I'm excited, and because I'm seeing the San Francisco ballpark, I am just questioning the math. Of said sushi in ballpark.
You don't think maybe the Dodgers have a sushi roll? For
well, I'm sure they do now.
There's a ton of Asian population in San Francisco.
Maybe so get some a soft shell crab sushi in Baltimore, perhaps.
That sounds amazing.
Some blue crab.
That also sounds amazing.
Yeah, honestly, last night I had a out of body experience with my food that I ate at dinner. I had quite the weekend, rather. In fact, I texted Patrick this morning, and I said no need to bring a beer in for me because plenty of beer was consumed Friday through Sunday to the point where I was like, dude, I'm good.
Taking a couple days off there?
Yeah. And then up at Fan Madness on Friday, it was just a bunch of fried appetizers. Taquitos, cheese curds, chicken tendies.
I saw that and knew it was my turn to leave.
Had some boneless wings on Saturday, which were
chicken nuggets, basically.
And I'm not going to call out the establishment, but one of the saddest dry rub attempts I have ever seen in my life.
Boneless chicken wings are basically chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's what
we know this, right?
Oh, I told her that when I ordered it. Yeah. I was like, I'll take the boneless wings, aka chicken nuggets, please.
With just slather them in sauce.
Adult nuggies.
Well, I got a Jamaican jerk. And she did not tell me that it was a dry rub. And when it came out, like I said, it was the saddest attempt at a dry rub that I had, or like a dry chicken wing that I'd ever seen in my life. And so there was a lot of fried foods. I think it was like heavy foods, ramen on Sunday, which my girlfriend made, which she is Korean. So it was really, really good ramen.
Bebe.
So it was a lot of fatty, heavy stuff. So last night I decided I wanted to do some Korean gochujang lettuce wraps. And
I know what you're talking about. I've made those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an orgasmic experience.
Hell yeah.
My girlfriend was concerned. But yes, now I'm wondering how many ballparks have sushi?
I did just see that Texas now has a 2-foot burrito.
As Texas should.
Like a 4-person item, right?
For $36, a 2-foot burrito.
I feel like this is something we need to look up as what is the, because this is the thing with opening day and baseball coming back, is what is the new hot food items at these MLB stadiums?
All I know
is... And a 2-foot burrito, that's up there.
All I know is there's no Mitch Witch in Seattle anymore.
Well, there is not. Throw the trash.
There could be a Mitch Witch. It's just for Mitch Garver now.
Just Mitch's own sandwich.
You took my sandwich, you son of a bitch.
He's the only one left.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Garver Carver.
Ooh.
How about that?
The Garver Carver.
I think you just did Seattle's job for them.
There you go.
I also think that implies that Garver carves anything other than strikeouts.
Yeah, he's...
yeah, let's hope so.
He's carving the strike zone with his glove. Because he's framing pitches so
carving
well.
Up spring training pitchers,
for
baby.
For all the games that he's going to catch this year. Honestly, over under 10.5 games Mitch Garver catches, assuming Cal Raleigh is not hurt.
Well, he's got to make that money. He's got to make that contract worth it. So throw him out there as
over
much as
under
possible.
10.5.
I'm hoping under, and I say that because I hope he actually hits this year, which means the Mariners wouldn't want him to be backup catcher, and then they'd have to bring somebody else up. So I'll go under, baby. Wishful thinking.
All right, I got some new stadium menus from around the league.
Hit me.
This is according to Good Morning America, ABCNews.com. Yankee Stadium is going to have a stuffed Jamaican beef patty. Sign me up.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm very intrigued.
It is a smoked... they're also going to do a smoked chicken cubano. So I think the Jamaican beef patty is kind of like a patty melt, but Jamaican flavors. It looks like there's some red cabbage in there as well.
Okay.
Sign me up. I am Jamaican-flavored things. Caribbean jerk, Jamaican jerk, as I told you about my...
Unless it's some nuggies.
Some pathetic dry rub nuggies. I love Jamaican jerk stuff. Caribbean jerk. It's one of my favorites. What else we got here? Legends lobster roll. That is also going to be at Yankee Stadium. Are they just giving me only Yankee Stadium stuff? A tiramisu served in a New York Yankees mini ball cap.
Oh, I like good. That. I like that. Kind of like ice cream back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel... Okay. Oh, all right. Here's T-Mobile Park. Ichi wings.
Yep.
This looks like some sort of a Japanese karage.
Actually,
Japanese wings.
Put it on the board!
The recipe is apparently the same one that Ichiro had specially made for himself while he was a Mariner.
But like super dumbed down for us loser white people.
Yeah, and it's not nearly the good, sexy ingredients that he had.
And then the Ichi roll.
Well, that's been around for years.
Boom.
I had no idea. Salmon, crab salad, avocado, cucumber, green onion, fried onion, sriracha, rice, seaweed.
What is Colorado Rockies?
The Lil Dumpers.
The Lil Dumpers?
The Lil Dumpers.
Tell me they're like little smokies in like the barbecue sauce. They just good. Like get those. That would be awesome.
Schulte's right there. Dumplings.
Little pot sticker dumplings.
Sesame hoisin
sauce.
Oh,
so we're just full Asian in Seattle.
It's Asian.
Cal Raleigh, persuasion. You're white, but I need some little dumpers.
You just wait. King's Court turkey leg.
They're bringing the Felix turkey leg back.
Yeah, this is, it looks like basically a corn dog covered in green Takis.
Oh, that's the it's the Mariners blue corn dog with nacho cheese.
There you go. Okay, that's the what up.
The
corn
repurposing.
Dog.
They're kind of just
Nakagawa sushi, the more sumo sushi dog, Orioles Park. They're gonna have the warehouse burger. Looks like some queso fundido, two flame seared beef patties. All right, I probably need to stop going through this because
I'm not into that.
I'm getting really hungry now. Oh my god. Chicken Katsu Club.
Now that sounds wonderful.
In Los Angeles.
Yes, please.
Angel Stadium, I assume.
Teriyaki home. No, that is at the Dodgers.
That's probably $40.
Angel Stadium is like free food. We're just happy you're here.
We got a Carl's Jr.
Did you see the Angels deal?
Chick-fil-A.
They were offering at Anaheim or LA Angels spring training games. They had a 4 for $44. Four of a member of a family could go get 4 sodas and 4 hot dogs. I mean, that $44 in today's day and age, that's cheap.
$44 for 4 hot dogs and 4 sodas.
And 4 tickets.
Oh, and 4 tickets.
Yeah, it's an all-inclusive package.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
I'm trying to find the craziest thing on this list, though, and I don't know what it is, but in Miami, they're doing a parayata board, which looks like just a bunch of meats.
Not going to work here anymore?
Just a bunch of meats on there. Bunch of grilled meats. That's what I'm down for.
Joe likes the meats.
I do. I certainly do.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight.
That corn dog looks horrendous, by the way, Schultzy.
I am not. I'm going to be up at opening day on Thursday. I will not get that. I will report back to you if I see anybody puking after they eat.
Or pooping green.
I'm not going to go check that, but yeah.
That is what's going to happen with that amount of
dye. You can check that on your own. You don't look down after you've done business?
No, I'm not going to eat one. So I'm saying I'm not going to go into the toilet after somebody else's see.
I look down because I need to know, is it floating or did it sink? If it's floating, you're eating decently healthy.
That's men's health right there, man. Yeah. You got to take a peek at the stool and see what's going on down there.
I'm going to be 40 this year, dude. I'm fully aware of a lot of stuff.
Oh, you gotta go see the old Mr. Hoover here soon.
Pretty soon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're going to be like, here's my finger, red rum, red rum.
You're going to feel a slight pinch there, Mr. Harris. Slap! Yeah. Best of luck.
Well, there's a lot to get into tonight. We have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. But I kind of want to use this show as, guys, baseball is approaching. Thursday is opening day, unless you're a Rocky or a Ray.
Now, where's the drop? And here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
But there's a lot to get into. So I guess the real question is, guys, we'll start there with, you know, we may get into Jose Altuve in left field. What was the other one you mentioned to me, Joe? Cal Raleigh signed an extension.
Yeah, big dumper. They dumped a bunch of money right into his bank account.
So there's some other stuff to get into today as well. But I'd like to just kind of say, hey, season's about to start. What are we most looking forward to? That's what we'll do next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Foam mask showcasing MLB mascots available in one size that is adjustable for kids and adults, exclusively available at Citizens Bank Park and PNC Park. A cotton candy mask? Does it exfoliate?
Like, leave it to Philly.
And PNC, that's Pittsburgh, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's got little pop rocks in it to exfoliate your face, I'm assuming.
What the hell is this? I'm going to have to look this up now.
I'm not interested in any of that.
How about we just do 2 hours of stadium food?
So, I was thinking about this today.
That's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
When you look around for your team's first pitch on opening day, Schultzy, you're the exception of the rule. West Coast, okay. So of course, 7 o'clock. Joe, what is first pitch for your team?
12:07?
Oh my God.
Mine is 1:05.
What the hell?
Which is 4:05 in Cleveland. Like, people are still at work. And Joe, yours is 3.
Well, this is a hooky day. It always has been.
Yeah, it's in Toronto, so I'm pretty sure they're Eastern time zone as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, they might be Central. They might be Central. I don't know. But either way, I was like, why the hell are we doing this? I mean, I'm down.
It's always the way that it's been.
Because I don't work on Thursday. So at 1 o'clock, I'll be watching the Tribe playing games.
I remember Rick Riz, like on a long time ago, broadcast for the Mariners, discussing his memories about Dad taking him to the ballpark on opening day and skipping school. That's what you do.
Rick Riz, who was interviewed by Alan and Braden this morning on Dirt and Sprague.
Did he call them Alan and Braden?
Yes, he did.
He called them Alan and Braden?
And then...
corrected himself. Wait, hold up.
Did call him Brandon.
Hold up.
But did not correct the Allen.
Can we back up real quick? The boys had Rick Riz on this morning.
They did.
Yeah. Sprague was not here. They had to record it. Yeah, either yesterday, last week, whenever Sprague was here last. But,
damn.
But yeah, Rick Riz
going
was on there.
Those boys.
Yeah, and
Dan Patrick, look out.
Hey, good for Braden and Allen though.
I'm proud of those
Braden
guys.
Braden and Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Braden Allen? Grayson Allen?
Obvious joke.
Allen Braden?
Allen Braden?
Riz Dallas
hit
Braden?
Hit too hard in the head? What the hell, man?
I was going somewhere tonight.
That's a sensitive subject for him. He did just get hit in the head.
That's
recently.
What I'm saying. Yeah. It's like this could be, I don't know, a sign of...
Ow! Yeah. Ow!
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now, what did I do wrong?
We were talking about start times.
Yeah. And then I was kind of thinking to myself, like, why is this at 1 o'clock? And then it dawned on me. 4 o'clock? Basketball.
Oh, no. Nar.
Yes.
You really think they're worried about that silly NBA right now that's in the tank that nobody cares about, nobody wants to watch?
College basketball?
Oh, that's Thursday. That's right.
Isn't 16? That an all-day thing, though?
Okay.
Starts at 4.
Oh, okay, no, never mind.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move. Oh, but they are going to go toe-to-toe. They got Tigers-Dodgers at 4 o'clock on ESPN.
And that's the real
Sorry,
question.
Ladies. Like, step aside. MLB's back.
This is men's Sweet 16.
I know, but they're saying, like, and women's are on ESPN.
So, but I am excited because my game's at 1, and basketball starts at 4.
Oh, perfect timing.
So I think my game's going to be over.
And then you get to watch Washington State in the tournament, right? Oh.
See Cam Ward's pro day? Looked good. Oh. Love you, buddy.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Are they in the CBI or something, at least?
We're in that Vegas tournament.
That Vegas tournament? Is that what that's called?
The hell that is?
The TVT, that Vegas tournament?
I don't know what it's called. That Vegas tournament. That's not the NIT, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's like some weird Vegas tournament.
And they got rid of
the Biebs are in there, too.
They got rid of the CBI also, didn't they?
You know, I have no idea, and I am so thrown off right now.
They have the CBI, the CIT, the NIT, the CBC, and the BCIC.
I do not know which one of you I hate more right now.
I think it's the CBC.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Yeah, we both just kind of laid it on you. It's okay. You can give me crap.
Hey, you purchased a winning ticket on Friday, my friend.
That I did.
Oh, you okay. did? Congrats, that buddy. I did. Hey, I on was Friday, 1 for 10 on bets for the
Well, 20. On Thursday, I made money off the tournament. Hell on yeah. Friday, I did not make money off
he
the tournament.
He made an investment
However,
on Friday.
However, I did make an investment, $20 down, on my Cleveland Indians to win the American League Central.
Well, that's a losing bet because Cleveland Indians are not a team. So I don't know if you can go make a... little swap out, hedge your bets a little bit.
To be fair, the guy that I was trying to place the bet with, because I don't do the kiosk. It's all about, you got to go talk to someone.
Okay, you go in person. Do you fill out the sheet or do you
no,
just
No, I don't fill out the sheet.
Okay.
I just verbalize it. And I was like, hey, man, I would like to put $20 down on Cleveland winning the American League Central. And he was struggling. He was like, man, I can't find it. Oh, baseball? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, sorry, the Cleveland NBA is already turned off.
And you're like, no.
I was like, no. I got hosed. He was
That's
like,
great.
He was like, nobody in their right mind would come up here and put $20 down on the Cleveland Guardians to win the American League Central. But I did.
Did he really say that?
Pays out $80. No, but that was the look he gave me. Pays out $80.
Also, if you're betting on any NBA team to win their division preseason, that is degenerates.
No, he didn't think it was preseason. He thought it was like now.
Oh no,
I'm
just
saying. The Cavs to win the East
this late.
This
like,
late.
Dude, that's like minus like, 600 odds or like, minus 6,000.
It's actually turned off.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if you're like, I want $20 on Boston to win the Atlantic preseason, it's like, do you care that much about the division winners? My God,
it pays out $17.50. You lose $3.
Yeah, tax for a dumb bet.
But I did throw some coin down on my Tribe.
Nice. Well, that could
That's how I feel.
Could be a winner. could be.
We're picked finished fourth last year. Won it.
Yeah. Are the Twins still the favorite?
Twins are the favorite.
Yeah. I was reading
and then the Tigers and then the Royals and then my Tribe.
I can't believe the Royals are that low, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about things that are going to be exciting. I want to say we brought this up, or I brought it up a couple weeks ago. It's just the American League in general, man. Like, each division is going to be fun and intriguing. You know, obviously my AL East, my enthusiasm is starting to wane by the day now that our best pitcher and best player are both not going to be there for opening day. So let's go, baby. And also our left field wall now looks like an absolute joke.
What is wrong with your stadium?
I don't know what we're doing.
Why do you guys keep messing with it?
I don't know.
Do they just think that the view outside of the stadium is so great that nobody will notice that we keep doing stupid things inside?
And it looks like an ADA area now, but there's stairs leading to it, so that's not
so
going to work.
So it ain't ADA.
That'd
be hilarious. They were like, hello, Mike Lynch. You are sitting right down there. Just get through the stairs.
Come on. It's not that hard. Put it in four-wheel mode. Two-wheel mode. And so I'm excited to see what happens AL East. As you mentioned, four contenders for the AL Central crown this year. And then the AL West, as far as Houston, will they maintain their stranglehold? Will Texas return? I saw something that it was they were second in OPS in 2023, Texas was, and they were 23rd in OPS last year. Are they going to be able to return to form?
Yeah, they need a lot of dudes. I mean, I just realized both my fantasy teams are hosed because Evan Carter's going to be in AAA to start the season.
Rick Riz this morning got me a little excited about those Mariners, about Julio possibly hitting 340.
Oh, my God.
Not that.
Julio's hitting 340. 65 bombs, 700 RBIs.
Dude, I would.
Steroids?
The Mariners win the pennant.
If all those happen, I will eat a shoe. All right. Gladly.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Things to be excited about, just the AL in general. I think it's going to be very fun to watch everything that happens in that league.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for me, what I love about opening day is I was like scrolling through, you know, all the matchups and stuff, and it was like, oh, what games am I going to watch? Like, if I got the Tribe on one screen and I got to watch something else, I always tend to go to pitching matchups. You know?
Oh yeah,
it's like a random Tuesday, and you're like, well, what game am I going to watch? Well, Garrett Crochet versus Nathan Eovaldi.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Zach Wheeler versus Mackenzie Gore.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, not bad.
All right.
Clay Holmes versus Framber Valdez.
That's good.
Oh, hey.
I think I have a sneaky one.
Tanner Bibee versus Cole Reagans. Ooh, hi.
I think I have one where you look at the teams, you're like, ew. But then you realize who the starting pitchers are. You know where I'm going with this?
Are you going Paul Skeen, Sandy Alcantara?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Love it.
Like, if you say to someone,
Marlins, it might be the only game of each team I watch this year.
If you say to someone just off the cuff, like, dude, you know, opening day, I'm excited to watch that Pirates Marlins. They're like, what the hell is wrong with you? And then you're like, wait, it's Skeen's Alcantara. And they're like, oh, okay. All right. It's all good now.
Logan Webb versus Hunter Green.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Gets a little jostle in my pants.
Chris Sale versus Michael King.
Yeah. I like Michael King.
I'm telling you, man, I think this Pirates-Marlins matchup takes the cake.
Ronaldo Lopez versus Sonny Gray.
Yeah, Sonny's kind of aging. He's all right.
Pablo Lopez.
Pablo, sorry. Pablo.
Still.
That was wrong Lopez.
Honestly,
how about the ESPN nightcap?
Yeah,
Tarik Skubal, Blake Snell.
That's up there. That's fighting pound for pound with the Skeens and Alcantara matchup right there.
Steel Gallen in the nightcap. Cubs at D-backs.
Okay.
Luis Severino, Logan Gilbert.
Dude, I'm.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
That's a really good. It's not Paul Skeens versus Alcantara, but it's close.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
I think the best pitching matchup of the day, most intriguing, is Skeens Alcantara.
So those are some of the pitching matchups. I'm curious if, you know, I'm a fantasy guy, but I know you guys aren't as much into it as I am. I'm curious, are there any players on specific teams?
I go to Fantasy Video from time to time.
I'm curious if there's any players on some specific teams that you'd be interested in watching. And we'll get to that next. But first, we'll toss it over to Schultzy with sports. But there is a game tomorrow, on Thursday, that I am very intrigued. It's at 1 o'clock.
All right, let me try and guess. I'm looking at the 1 o'clock slate. And you say you are intrigued.
It's a specific player I want to watch.
Oh, okay. 1 o'clock, specific player.
Might be the only game I watch of this team all season.
Oh, okay. Well, that
probably gives it away.
1 o'clock. You know what? I'm stumped because, one, there's too many games at 1 o'clock. And is it? Don't tell me it's Mike Trout.
It's Mike Trout.
What?
It's Mike Trout. Mike Trout's back, baby.
You've seen him that many times.
He's back, baby.
You've seen him a million times.
What better way to start his reclamation project, getting ready to... He's going to hit 300 home runs in the next 5 years.
Is Mike Trout the Anthony Davis of MLB? Oh, did I just...
Well, has an AD won a ring?
You just ruined it for me.
I just
poo-pooed.
We're 34 minutes into this show, and I know Patrick is...
He might be
Patrick
less than
Patrick is not happy.
No, seriously, AD won a ring. Mike Trout probably will never win one, so I don't even think that's an equal comparison, unfortunately.
So Mike Trout, that's what's getting your goat, huh?
Dude, I think he's my guy all year. I think he's the dude all year that I want to watch.
Like, all of the year up until July?
Come April 20th, like I'm done.
Like, I so desperately want him to be good.
I do too, man. Trust me. Like, I would love for Mike Trout to just give us, like, 5 seasons in a row of just pure dominance.
Dude, if he had 45 bombs in the next 5 seasons.
That'd be cool. Dude, that'd be awesome. I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd be stoked for that. I have nothing against Mike Trout.
That's like 235 home runs.
I am bummed that he has been as banged up as he has been the last couple of years. Obviously, I think everybody is, all baseball fans are. So there's nothing more than I would love to see Mike Trout just go off.
I think I want to see Corey Seager in Texas. I think I'm very interested to see how he starts the season.
Okay.
Being hurt a lot. I'm very, very curious about Jackson Holliday.
I am too.
See how he does.
Yes.
I think an under-the-radar player to watch might be Bo Bichette. This is his year. Bichette is about to decide if he's a big leaguer.
He can have
a bad
start.
Are you going to go hang out with Kevin Biggio? Or are you going to go hang out with Vladdy Guerrero Jr.?
He can have a bad start to the season, you know, take these first 3 games off, you know, go 1-for-12 in the opening series, and then he can start playing well.
I will have a side eye on the Twins.
I'm surprised you're not going to have a side eye or both eyes on your boy in Cincinnati at 110.
Well, the thing with Tito is this is a long burn. I'm excited to see what the Reds look like in June. There's talent on that team. They got a couple starters. I love Nick Martinez in the rotation. Hunter Green, dark horse Cy Young candidate. Ellie De La Cruz on the cover of the show. Or was it Gunnar Henderson? Or was it Bobby Witt?
I think it was... No, it was Gunnar Henderson. I think they did multiple this year, though.
I know they did. I was teasing, making jokes.
Well, it wasn't Bobby Witt. I'll tell you that much. They gave it to the better shortstop.
I like how we both inhaled at the same time.
I'm poking the bear today.
Is Bobby playing on Thursday?
Bobby Witt?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He might be. Who cares? You know, I mean, opening day.
Well, I think a lot of people care.
Opening day, you know, whether you're ready for it, you know, it's overrated, you know?
You want to know a really dirty secret from me? Is that I'm excited for opening day because I love baseball and I want to watch some baseball. But once basketball starts, I'm watching basketball.
Not even the Mariners game to
wrap up. It's 162 games.
Well, it's opening day, yeah, you bastard. I mean, you're not going to go dual screen?
Got to watch the first one and the last one, right?
Your snot-nosed kids don't have a tablet that you can watch it on?
No, I got a tablet they're not allowed to touch.
That's a smart move.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Wind up with peanut butter and, they got a charging port.
I could go phone, laptop, tablet, TV.
Yeah, why not? Come on, man. It's 2025. We got the attention span for that.
I would like to see if Chris Sale gets out of the second inning.
I love that.
I have a really strong feeling that Chris Sale is not going to be very good this year.
I regress to the mean.
Yeah. He hasn't been good for a while.
I don't know. It seems like the Braves are one of those teams that it's they're kind of like the Astros, where it's like if you're a pitcher and you go to the Braves, somehow they just got it figured out, and you can be a really good pitcher with them.
You can do that in the Astros, too, but that's because, you know, well.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Red Sox are kind of like this dog. Now, too.
Oh, yeah? Really? What's the common thread here?
Oh. Chin stroke. Chin stroke. We'll have to keep an eye on the Tigers. That was a very suspect run at the end of the year, AJ Hinch.
I will definitely have Tigers Dodgers on the ESPN night game, the big game. I will do that. I will definitely have that on the tube.
The Jack Flaherty game.
Except he's not pitching.
Oh, I know, but
he might pitch Tigers, the next day though.
Went from Tigers to Dodgers.
Do you think he's pitching
Tigers
the next day? Let's look on Friday.
The Jack Flaherty Bowl. How about we the Jack Flaherty series
versus Yoshi
On Saturday or Friday?
Friday at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yoshi on Friday. Color me intrigued.
They went with Blake Snell. Oh, that's right, because Yoshi and Roki have already pitched. Can we call him Blakey yet?
Yeah, why not? Let's just do the whole Y. Yeah, Shohei. Tyler E.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from saying anything and getting myself canceled.
And out of the bullpen comes Blakey Trinan.
Blake Akuchi.
Michael E. Kopech, let's go.
Michael E.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm going to watch baseball all day. I'm not going to watch basketball.
I will not do it. I wish I could figure out what's the best matchup opening day.
Game?
Yeah.
Matchup?
You know, because I'm with you. Skeens, Alcantara.
It's the best pitching
That's
matchup.
The best pitching matchup. Yeah. Especially because I want to see if Sandy is back. And I also want to know, like, Skeens won Rookie of the Year, and it's like, well, he's the Vegas odds-on favorite. I wish I could bet on Skeens not winning the MVP. Like, I want to take the field. Does Vegas let you take the field?
I don't know if
they offer up a pick, yes, but that's not always the case.
But you got to, like, pick a guy. It's nothing against Paul Skeens, but it's like, are we doing sophomore slump here? What's going on?
I can make a case for a lot of these games as to why one is more intriguing than the other. Like, I'm looking at all of them. You know, it's hard to narrow down, like, this is the matchup of the day. Like, Mets-Astros, that's a really good matchup
there. Really good matchup. I love San Francisco-Cincinnati. I think that's...
Angels-White Sox. I mean...
Mike Trout.
Red Sox-Rangers. That's intriguing to me. I wouldn't say it's the best matchup of the day.
Sox pitcher against a Red Sox pitcher?
It's intriguing to me. The Red Sox-Rangers game. Brewers-Yankees. Two division winners last year.
Are we gonna poop all over
Devin Williams game? Possibly gonna pitch against his former team.
With a beard
game.
Still.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
Yeah, honestly, I might have to say that the ESPN matchup, though, of Dodgers-Tigers, I mean...
I think it's the best game of the day.
Yeah, Tigers, I mean, the way that they finished season last year, one of the teams that has the most aspirations for this year to return to their form that they had in those last 2 months. And then the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They're in a tier of their own. So I would say that matchup's ESPN got it right in having that being their opening day game. I mean, Cubs Diamondbacks. I'm excited to see Kyle Tucker. The Diamondbacks are getting a lot of love preseason as well.
I need to know if I should re-up on my VPN.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that's just, you know, automatic charge every year.
But take I only it have it for the Mariners.
Well, I feel like you should have it for security reasons. I don't know if you've been reading recently, but our national security isn't even that great. So
no,
maybe
no, I'm good. I'm in the thread.
You're on what is it, Stinger or yeah. Whatever it is, whatever it's called.
Yeah, they tagged me in it. I'm up to date.
Going to bomb location. Text later. Muscle arm emoji.
Is it me? No, it's not me. Okay.
100 emoji.
We're good. We're good. All right. That's enough about opening day. We might come back to some more opening day, but the Mariners locked up one of their cornerstones. Is this a good sign going forward? There's a lot of intricate things going on in this. Telling your agent to go bleep themselves is an interesting factor. And choosing Seattle over your agent to go bleep themselves is also another interesting factor. Let's slide over to the Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh signs a long-term contract extension with the Mariners. How does this play out? That's next. 10A The Fan. Was there a guy in college basketball who told his coach, do not give me the MF in ball?
No, I think
what?
I think the Maryland player said, give me the MF.
Okay.
Yeah. Derek Queen or whatever his name
traveling,
is.
Traveling Queen.
Traveling
Queen.
He takes 10 steps to game winning.
But it's
shots,
legal.
Shots, yeah.
Apparently.
That was a good shot.
You though. Can walk.
You can carry. Taking your team to 16.
It's just Colorado State.
Nobody fantastic. Really cares. Give him the traveling queen. That was kind of nice. That was kind of nice.
It worked. It worked. It worked.
All right. The Mariners signed Cal Raleigh to a contract extension. 6 years, $105 million deal.
Big dumper.
Real quick.
Bear near catcher, buddy.
Real quick. Bo Naylor is a god, and you watch your mouth.
Actually. I was talking about Adley, but he kills
Bo Naylor. Right. Austin Hedges is our other guy. Got it.
And then Samuel Basayo.
What?
Kazoo tight.
You don't know about Samuel Basayo?
Is that like their third catcher that you're like keying in on?
You will know him very shortly, my friends.
Before we get into what this means for the Mariners, this is the fifth largest deal for a catcher in Major League Baseball history.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun little fact. That's a stat for my ass.
Number four is JT Realmuto in 2021 to 2025 is 115.5. Will Smith for the Dodgers in 24 to 33. That's a big old deal.
And then he ruined his
140 mil.
Then he ruined his career slapping Chris Rock.
Buster Posey. 2013 to 2021. These are giant deals. 167 mil. And number one in 2011 is Joe Mauer, 184 million from 2011 to 2018. An inflation calculator draws that up to 261 million.
Last half of that, he played first base. So he signed it when he was a catcher, but
still, that's a lot of money for a catcher.
And it's a lot of money for the Twins, too.
How many little dumpers can you buy for $105 million?
Well, only one, and his name is Cal Raleigh.
His name is Cal Raleigh.
Good for him.
This has to be a good move for Seattle, okay? You're basically saying you've got Logan Gilbert and George Kirby locked up for another, like, 4 years. You've got Julio on a massive deal. Now you've got Cal Raleigh, okay? Your foundation is built, correct?
See?
Now you just got to hope it pays out.
Well, the one thing with Cal Raleigh is that you just don't get a lot of catchers seemingly ever that hit for power. And so if you get a good catcher at the position of being a good catcher in general, like that has a lot of value. But then if you're able to get, how many did he hit last year? Did he get 35. To 30?
Yeah, 35 and 100.
How many were the year before that?
29 or 32 or something like that.
You don't get that out of a catcher, like, ever, it feels like.
Along with that, leading the league in runners thrown out on base the last two seasons as well.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's what I'm saying. It's like having a catcher that is good at the catcher position where he can be the counterpart to a battery coupled any day, any pitcher, doesn't matter who. I know certain pitchers like to pitch with certain catchers, but he's a great catcher, and when you can hit for power like that, that makes you extremely valuable and well worth the contract that you just got.
Yeah, and I think the biggest deal for him, too, is he's a Gold Glove catcher. Just won the Gold Glove in the American League. He's
been
an all-star. Platinum, yeah. Platinum
best,
glove.
I mean, he's got that platinum on his chest.
Platinum glove
winner. Best fielder of all of baseball last season.
I think another thing that I love about this, and to Joe's point, but also to, like, what I'm getting at here is 35 bombs. from a catcher that catches everyone in your rotation. You know, this isn't John Lester. I need David Ross. This isn't Tim Wakefield. I need whoever that
Mirabelli.
Doug Mirabelli. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My pitches are so weird that Mirabelli was the only dude that could catch them.
And wore a softball glove to catch them.
Yeah, yeah. And like, there's been some guys on the Braves over the years that I've seen, mostly because the Braves really haven't had that great defensive catchers or game calling kind of catchers. But Cal Raleigh catches everyone in the rotation. So you're talking about the game manager, 35 bombs, throwing people out at second, and a platinum gold glover.
And he loves Seattle.
Is this a deal?
I think it's a
steal?
It's a team-friendly deal, yeah. He's probably underpaid in those years of free agency. If you look at the average of his contract, he's around $20 million each year. The original contract that he was going to get this year got torn up. He's now only making $1 million with a $10 million signing bonus. That only incrementally raises the next 3 years. And then after those 3 years of free agency that the Mariners bought out, there's a vesting option for another $20 million. So he could hit certain numbers and be around until 2031 in Seattle. I'd say that's a pretty good plan to me. And looking at the market for power hitters right now, once again, 20 mil, a steal.
Yeah, in 2028 is when the contract nearly doubles per year to a whopping 23 per year.
That's big money for the Mariners.
In 2030, it's $23 million per year. In 2031, it's $20 million vesting player option. I mean, what are they going to do? They're financially strapped. I mean, they just screwed themselves with this contract.
Cal Raleigh basically fired Scott Boras to make this deal happen.
Yeah, he wanted to stay here.
Who on their right mind wants to stay in Seattle?
It's not so much about that. I think it's more seeing what your agent screwed up for Jordan Montgomery and for Blake Snell last season.
I don't know. Jordan Montgomery is about, he was pretty bad last year, and he's not going to pitch this year. Call me crazy.
That's an upgrade.
That sounds like a really great contract, in my opinion.
That's an upgrade from being really, really bad to just not playing at all.
It's like, hey.
I'd rather you had not played.
Last year, I had a minus 1.5 war. This year, I'm a zero. I mean, that's better.
He missed out on a $200 deal, though. And that I think that's what the issue that's the Scott Boras negotiation.
But I do dream of being paid millions to do nothing.
Well, damn
right. I do dream of that.
Wouldn't it be nice to be Anthony Rendon? I mean, the way that Scott Boras negotiates contracts, though, I feel like that's kind of on the way out. It's not just Cal that dropped him. It was Montgomery after that contract flub-up happened. And I'm pretty sure a handful of other players have dropped him as well. I feel like the new age of baseball signings is getting young guys in their 20s with team-friendly deals. That's what the Royals
Acuna,
did.
Tatis,
exactly, yeah.
Witt, Albies,
that's what the Mariners
Bregman already did one.
Exactly. Julio did one with the Mariners already, so yeah.
Yeah, this is a great deal. I think that is a steal. Checks all the boxes for the team as far as team-friendly. I mean, paying a catcher this type of money when he gives you that output. I mean, he was one of the only bright spots of the team last year.
That's a fact.
Sure, you'd like him to maybe hit a little bit better for average. But again, when you're getting that slugging out of him like you do, and then the performance of a catcher like him, great deal.
100 RBIs, 73 runs on a team that couldn't score runs.
Yeah, they only had 74 last year.
Set a career high in walks and on-base percentage last year. I don't know. Are guys like Cal Raleigh saying, I'm going to fire my agent and stay here because I think we're building something? Is that enough to get a free agent to Seattle?
I mean, are they willing to pay one?
I mean, they're going to have to pay some of the guys that they already have. I mean, obviously with...
staring at you, Logan Gilbert.
And staring at you,
George
Kirby. Julio, in what, 2 years?
Julio's already... He signed a massive $250 million deal that could climb to near $500 million with incentives.
That's true.
Jorge Polanco?
Shut up.
Then again, it's a...
Rowdy Tellez?
Is it a matter of... I mean, are they going to be able to spend money to get free agents? Yeah, I mean, you're locking your dudes up. Just hopefully... I mean, how many years on Randy Arozarena's contract is left?
He's in arbitration still.
Still?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's only been in the league for, I think this is his final arbitration season that he just hit with the Mariners. And he's making
he was
about
in the 2020 World Series, was he not?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
My God.
But this is now the 2025 season. And
arbitration is
very long, I know, but
busy.
I think he was a rookie too, or a year after being a rookie.
I think that was his rookie year, but God, that is just so long to be in arbitration, I feel like.
All right, coming up in the second hour.
Like, I understand that's what it is, but God, it's like, dude.
Go ask Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Or not Kyle Tucker. Go ask Chris Bryant. About arbitration.
Oh, God. Just itching and scratching to get that money.
All right, coming up in the second hour, we got a lot more to get to. We're up fair or foul. Plus, have you ever played left field when you don't play left field? We'll get to all that next. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.